From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our gospel broadcast. I'm glad you're joining with us and I hope you'll stay for the next 15 minutes as we let the Bible speak. Man by nature is in need of God's salvation, and God's salvation is not something that we earn by way of merit or that we can in any way work for. Salvation is by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. It's faith that accepts the invitation of the gospel to come to Christ and believe on Him. And all who receive Christ by faith can say with the Apostle Paul in Galatians 2 verse 20, "The Son of God loved me and gave Himself for me." That is, all the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ are made over to me in the sight of God. Here is God's description of the blessedness of the person to whom the merits of Christ's righteousness are applied. Romans 4 verses 7 and 8, "Unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sin is covered." May you come to trust in Christ today as the Reverend John Greer is here to let the Bible speak.
Once again, it is my pleasure to address you on this another gospel program. I also would give a word of welcome to every listener today, and I pray that as we consider God's word, it will come with great freshness to every heart and to every soul. As we come to this time of the year, we certainly want to focus upon our Saviour, and I have been doing that over the past few weeks in our gospel broadcast, bringing messages that relate to the birth of Jesus Christ. Christ was born. There's no doubt about that. And we must realise and recognise that He came into the world to save men from their sins. That is the great message of this time of the year. And while I emphasise again, no man knows the actual date of the birth of Christ, yet we rejoice that He was born. And when the minds of men are taken up with the coming of the Lord to some degree, we want to take the opportunity to bring to you the real message and the true message of the Word of God concerning the birth of our Saviour. When the shepherds at Bethlehem were tending their flocks, we find that they had this visitation from the angel of the Lord, and He brought to them a wonderful message. And in Luke chapter 2 verse 10, which we commenced to look at last week, we have these words, "The angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." And as we looked at these words in our last program, we noticed that the birth of Christ was the abolition of fear. Because it says here in the words of the angels, "Fear not." Those shepherds were filled with fear and filled with tremendous trepidation of soul. And we can understand why, because this was a supernatural appearance of the angel and even the heavenly host, and these men were petrified, no doubt. But the reminder in their fear is that man has fear in his heart because of sin. And the only way for that fear to be conquered and overcome is through Jesus Christ. John says in 1 John, "Perfect love casteth out fear." Fear can only be conquered by perfect love, and perfect love, of course, is Christ Himself, who He is and what He has done for poor sinners. And today I think of the world in which we live. It's filled with fear of so many kinds or so many strands, and men's hearts fail them for fear. They don't know what to do or where to turn. And perhaps you're in that category. You're filled with fear about life in general, fear about the future, the fear of death, this awful dread concerning eternity, where you're going to be, and what will happen to you beyond this world. These fears fill your soul. Oh, I urge you today to see that the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to abolish fear. But then, the incarnation, moving on from there, is the announcement of joy. Notice the words, "Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy." The birth of Christ was accompanied by this announcement of joy. Christianity, therefore, brings to men real joy. And of course, the abolition of fear goes hand in hand with the announcement of joy. When fear is conquered, joy comes in. When fear is overcome, then joy takes the ascendancy. Many religions promise joy to their adherents, but to promote that joy, they incorporate and permit the sinful lusts of the flesh. These religions find men in their sins, they supposedly make them happy, but they leave them in their sins to face eternal misery and unhappiness. But the joy of Christianity is real because it brings with it the remedy that man needs for his sin. Every word in this text is emphatic, as if to show that the gospel is, above all things, intended to promote the greatest possible joy in the human heart. And it's a joy that's centred on the person of Jesus Christ. In verse 11, it says, "Unto you is born a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord." Notice this title, a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And as you think about those words, you'll notice that there is reference here to the Lord's atonement. Take the word Saviour. And when we think about that name, that title, we are taken immediately to Calvary, because the name Saviour is a name or a title that indicates the great purpose that Christ had in coming into this world. He came to save his people from their sins. That is what was said to Mary and to Joseph when the angel appeared to them and announced the birth of the Lord Jesus. He said, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." This title, therefore, is a title that has to do with the very purpose of the Lord coming into the world to make atonement for sin and deliver men from their guilt and their shame and all that rages in their lives and in the form of darkness and wickedness and all of the depravity of their nature. The atoning work of Christ is God's answer to man's plight in his sin. The atonement is that great work of the Saviour by which he died on the cross, shed his blood, and made the payment that divine justice requires. And therefore, if you will trust Christ today as your Saviour, you will be delivered, you will be saved, you will be brought into a right relationship with God through the atonement. Paul can say in Romans 5, "We now joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have received the atonement." So there is his atonement here. There is also his authority, because you got the name Christ, a Saviour, which is Christ. And the word Christ, the name Christ, means anointed one. It's a title that signifies that the Lord Jesus was sent forth by the Father, anointed by the Father, to be the Saviour of men. Therefore he came with all the authority of heaven behind him and at his disposal to be able to save men. That means you can trust him. He is dependable. He is reliable. He is the anointed one. Then there is his ability, because it says here, Christ the Lord. And that name is a name that refers to Christ as being Jehovah. It's the counterpart of the Old Testament name Jehovah, and it underlines the ability or the power of Jesus Christ to save men to the very uttermost and make them new creatures and deliver them by power and by grace. Here is the infinite value that there is in the redemptive work of Christ, because Jesus Christ is Lord. But notice as well his accessibility. It says, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. The words indicate that the Lord is accessible, that he is approachable. And this is the glorious thing about our Saviour. Our Saviour can be and may be approached by men today to find in him their deliverance and their salvation and the cleansing that they need from their sin. And if you will come to Christ, he will save you. He will make you a new creature. He will deliver you. And you can go to him. You can go to him at once. You can go to him without hesitation and trust him as your Saviour. So the incarnation is the abolition of fear. It is the announcement of joy. And then it is the appearance of hope. It says here in our text, which shall be to all people. Literally, all the people. Who are they? Well, look at verse number 14. On earth, peace, goodwill toward men. The words here speak of men as a class, and therefore to men, to the human race, there comes the peace of God through the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ. The angels here went their way. Verse 13 and 14 tells us how the angels departed, and they made known before they departed that the Lord was born for the sake of sinners like the shepherds. Therefore, they did not say, unto us is born this day, because angels who have fallen into sin will never be redeemed. Notice this. They said, unto you, not unto us. This is striking. These angels knew that the Lord Jesus Christ had not taken their nature. He had not taken an angelic form. He had taken the nature of man and was born in the form of a man and in the likeness of sinful flesh, because he came to save men. How solemn, how serious it is that the angels that sinned are passed by. They are left to the consequences of their fall. They have no hope. They are beyond hope. They are confirmed in their damnation. But on the other hand, the Lord comes to save men from their sins. Unto you, it says. The words signify men of all kinds and all classes and all nationalities and all colours. Men are in view here, right across the whole spectrum of humanity. I urge you today to think about this and to consider that there is, in the midst of the darkness of this world, great light, great hope. There is the glorious and wonderful prospect of salvation from sin, peace with God forevermore, a home in heaven awaiting you. And if you will come to Christ, this will be yours. Do you have Christ as your Saviour? If not, you are still in your sins, and you will surely perish forevermore. But if you seek the Lord, and you come to the Lord, then you will have the hope of glory. And I pray that this day you will come to him, and you will trust in him, and you will seek him with all your heart, and he will have mercy upon your soul.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.